WATH Athens.
It is 7.5 minutes after the hour. Cloudy skies outside, and 48 degrees in Athens, 48 degrees in Middleport, and 48 degrees right now in MacArthur. This is Stephen Figel, and I'd like to welcome you to an edition of Party Line. Long absent from our airwaves, we're back. This morning we have guests from Memorial Health Systems. I'd like to welcome to the studios Paige Smith and Tila Taylor. And before we get to them, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our guests who will be visiting with us for the next 20 minutes or so. First, we'll start with Paige. Paige is the Vice President of Patient Care Services and the Chief Nursing Executive for Memorial Health Systems in Marietta. In her role, she oversees nursing practice throughout the organization and is responsible for operations of the Emergency Urgent Care Service Line, Women and Children's Health Service Line, Behavioral Health Service Line, the Pharmacy, Wound and Hyperbaric Healing, Respiratory Therapy, and all the nursing operations, both inpatient and outpatient across the system. You sound very busy. Paige has been a registered nurse for 28 years, spending most of that time in emergency medicine, education, and leadership. She has both a bachelor's and master's degree in nursing, and she has worked for Memorial Health Systems since March of 2002. Tila Taylor is also with us in the studio this morning. She's the Vice President of Clinical Quality and Medical Staff Services for Memorial Health Systems. She has been working in healthcare for 26 years and has been with Memorial Health Systems for 23 years. Her responsibilities include the oversight of all facilities. She oversees day-to-day construction and remodeling of projects across the healthcare system, which includes 3 hospitals and numerous outpatient locations spanning across Ohio and West Virginia. She has worked in healthcare operations and on outpatient campus expansions most of her career. Recent projects include the 80,000-square-foot Cancer Center in Belpre, and the current project in Athens that we're interested in that embodies 100,000 square feet. Tila has an undergraduate degree in healthcare administration and a master's of health administration from Ohio University. And she is a fellow of the American College of Healthcare Executives. So, ladies, welcome to the studio, and I'm glad to have you as our guest today.
Thanks. Good morning.
So we'll start off a little bit, assuming that there are some people out in the audience today who have seen this structure go up relatively quickly. I started here last September, and having watched this go up over the last several months, it's made my head spin how quickly it really has gone. How was that possible?
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be introduced to an off-site method of construction. It's obviously non-traditional. It's the first of its kind here in Athens. So really what that means, we were able to work on our site, which is, you know, across the street. It was a big project while our facility was being constructed in Pennsylvania.
So the structure was put up lock, stock, and barrel in Pennsylvania, and then brought here for reassembly?
That's correct. It was completely and totally built, constructed in Pennsylvania, then deconstructed and shipped over here to Athens, Ohio.
In December, I was part of a ceremony, if you want to call it that, where the last piece of the puzzle was hoisted into place, which was kind of exciting. Since then, they've been very, very busy going on, going over there with the continuing on the work. What exactly have they been doing since that last piece was put into place?
Sure. One of the first things they started immediately since that last piece was put into place, they started the permanent roofing. That's very important to be able to advance not only the outside of the structure, but to begin to finish everything they need to do inside as well. Just a reminder, it came over here approximately 70% finished on the inside. So immediately as well, the whole building being constructed and totally put together means we can go inside and start working on the things that we need to start working, like finishing out drywall, putting up finishes, running electrical lines, cable lines, getting utilities into the building.
Now, at the time of the hoisting of the last piece, I remember speaking with your CEO, and at that time they were talking about having this structure, this facility, open for business sometime this spring. Are we still on target for that?
We still are on target for the spring. We are a few weeks behind schedule. The wet winter was not our friend. Fortunately, it's been a little bit drier here lately, and we are picking up steam. But we are a few weeks behind schedule, but we will be opening this spring.
So let's talk a little bit, let's segue and talk a little bit about the patient care services that are going to be offered by this hospital. Healthcare is important to everybody around here, and I don't think that you can have too much of it. It's really neat to know that Athens is becoming a hotbed of healthcare infrastructure, and your hospital, your services are going to be providing a very important service to the residents that live here and around Athens County. So let's talk a little bit about the patient care services.
Sure. So first and foremost, one of the things that Memorial Health System, we like to lead with anywhere we come in and try to, help the community and grow our health services and provide for community care. We like to start off with our emergency services. And so part of this building, the first floor, the first thing that will open will be a freestanding emergency department, about 12 rooms. It has a full service emergency department with trauma, psychiatric services, pediatric services. So it really is no different than an emergency department connected to a hospital. It's just freestanding. We did that in Belpre, and so we are duplicating that service here. And that will be the first thing to open on the ground floor sometime spring, probably late May. We're targeting that. We've got to get equipment in, and as Tila said, as the interior starts to finish, we'll be able to start to stock equipment, get staff ready, and things like that. This building will also house a full diagnostic center on the second floor. So services, radiology services, lab services, things like CT, X-ray, any kind of outpatient diagnostic testing that the community may need will be available when the second floor opens. And we're looking for that sometime, probably midsummer, not a couple of months to follow after the first floor opening. The building will also house multiple physician offices, and including primary care, specialty physicians. So most of the building on the second and third floor will be physician office space. And so really looking forward to starting to bring services to Athens from Memorial Health System.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Paige Smith. She's the Vice President of Patient Care Services and the Chief Nursing Executive for Memorial Health Systems. I want to keep you straight in
sure.
the ears of our listeners out there. Let's talk a little bit about future expansion. I'm pretty sure what we have out there is just the beginning of even more wonderful projects that are going to be coming here. So let's talk a little bit about that. Tila?
Sure. When we planned this facility, we plan to have OR services on the fourth floor of this building. Things change, plans change. Strategically, we were able to take the opportunity to open and operate the surgery center here in Athens, outpatient surgery center at University Estates. So we took that as an opportunity to preserve some space in this building. So the fourth floor is a shell, and it's kind of a blank canvas for us to design what we may need in the future. whatever that may be, whether it's more diagnostic testing space or physician office space, we actually have room to expand in this facility. So we're really happy about that. We also own the lots to the south of this structure along Columbus Road. So there's plenty of opportunity to expand right here on our campus in Athens on Columbus Road.
I imagine that providing all of these services is going to require that you find the right people for the right jobs. Let's talk about some of your hiring processes that will soon start if they haven't already.
So as if you don't know, I'm not sure where you've been living in the United States, but there is a nursing shortage, and we are looking for nurses to join our system. We're in a recruiting state right now. We have several hired for the new facility, but we always will take more applicants. And, you know, nursing, ancillary support, we're recruiting in this area, looking for staff. But by the time we open, and we'll be fully staffed. One way or another, we'll find a way to do it. So we won't let staffing hold us back. But we always in the health system are recruiting. And so we have lots of great programs. And if anybody out there is interested in healthcare, they really should go to our website, mhsystem.org, and look at our careers page, because we have some fantastic programs, even for students that may be interested in going into healthcare but aren't sure. We have some. I just had a interested party yesterday, doing some job shadowing on a nursing unit, trying to figure out if that was what they wanted to do. So we've got job shadowing programs and really a lot of tuition assistance programs to help anybody in healthcare that may be interested. So recruiting in this area, we've already hired several local nurses. One of our team leads that will be in the freestanding emergency department is a longtime Athens resident, and we do have a lot of employees that live in this area anyway and drive to the health system to work. So, you know, once again, it's one of those things that we work on daily is staffing, but we're excited to come into Athens.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Teela Taylor, Vice President of Clinical Quality and Medical Staff Services for Memorial Health Systems. And the website that she just gave, correct me if I'm wrong, mhsystem.org.
That's correct.
And within there, you will find a careers tab that you can click on that will let you know what type of positions are available. Is there a telephone number that we can give our listeners to where they might be able to speak one-on-one, or would it be preferable to go with the website?
Yeah, our HR department, our human resources main line number is 740-374-1632, and that will take you to the human resource administrative assistant, and they can kind of help you get online. Most of our application process is online, so if you need some assistance, you could call that number and they can help you with that.
And folks, if you're driving right now, we certainly want you to drive safely. We'll post these links and that telephone number on our Facebook page after the show here today, so that you'll have access to that information if you're interested in speaking with the good people there. I'm going to go a little bit off script. I swore I wasn't going to do that, but I hopefully it's not too big of a curb. I know that when I first met with your group, this would have been last fall before the December event we mentioned, the way that this hospital is being constructed with the special process has done a lot to keep costs of construction down. How is that going to benefit the person here in Athens who's seeking medical care at the best possible price?
Well, how we were able to keep costs down is it was controlled. We were able to control the labor, the steel delivery, et cetera. So I think how that benefits us in Athens is we're able to get to the market quicker and offer a lot of services that we probably wouldn't be able to offer until possibly a year from now if we went the traditional route. And lets us get into Athens and on a deeper level and let us understand what this community really needs. And it lets us plan for the future better as well.
I imagine keeping costs down is also going to be one less thing you have to pass on to
absolutely.
The consumer at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you ladies have anything else that you'd like to cover that wasn't included in your talking points this morning? We finished rather quickly, and I told you if it takes 10 minutes, that's fine. 15 minutes, that's fine. I just want to make sure you have ample opportunity to discuss maybe a final point or two of what this is all about with our listeners. Do you have anything that you'd like to throw in here this morning?
Well, for me, overseeing this project for the past, really it's been several years since we purchased this property here on Columbus Road. We do have a footprint here already, but obviously this is a major splash into this market, and it's been a real pleasure working with the people of this community. Everyone's been welcoming
us. We're so excited.
With open arms, you know, our great neighbors here on Columbus Road, but anywhere you go, if I have my badge on in town, everyone's excited about this project and happy to have us come over here in a bigger presence. So I just wanted to thank the community and the surrounding areas for welcoming us so warmly, and we're here to stay. So
we're so excited to be able to have yet another avenue for good quality health care, and we're looking forward to seeing what this brings us. Paige, do you have something you'd like to add?
Yeah, so as we get closer to our opening date in late May, just know that we will have teams of staff over here, especially from our freestanding emergency department. There are some plans to make some connections with local community groups. We've already started reaching out to several of them, our behavioral health staff, as well as our leaders in our emergency department, people like fire and rescue, law enforcement, some of our mental health agencies here in Athens, really trying to make those community connections to make sure that when we open, that we are, you know, we're prepared to deliver the health care that Athens and the surrounding counties need. And so we'll be over here, and you'll be able to see us in and out of the building. There will be a community open house sometime in May, so make sure that you keep your eyes open for that information. We want people to come see and experience the building and see what, you know, what it's like inside. And we never want anybody to have to seek emergency care, but hopefully that their physicians may be in that office and they may want to see that. So we really want to get established in the community, and we're excited that we've only got a couple more months until we're here.
You'll be here before you know it. Well, I want to thank Paige and Tila for stopping by today. Representatives of Memorial Health Systems, a brand new medical establishment that will be opening here in Athens sometime in mid-May. We're excited about what it will be bringing into our market and the addition it will make to the growing medical infrastructure in Athens and the surrounding counties. And all of us here at WATH look forward to partnering with you in the future, helping you to get the word out and helping you any way we can, assisting you with the mission that you have. It's a great one.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems?